A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H. I want A plus. English, that's so much fun. English education for you and everyone. So come along. Learn some grammar. Learn a phrase. Learn something new every day. Learn the A plus way. Hey, it's time to start the show. Are you ready? Good plus, here we go.
A-B-C-D-E-F-G-H.
I want A plus English.
Hello everyone, welcome to A Plus English. I am Mike.
And I'm Laura.
And we are very happy to see you all back here with us. We hope you had the sweetest, loveliest dreams last night and that no one had a nightmare. But if you did have a bad dream or a nightmare, as we call them, hopefully now you're feeling a little better about it.
Okay.
Because we learned yesterday about some of the common things that people will have nightmares about. We learned how dreams work a little bit. And we also learned that often it's just sort of your mind working through things in your daily life and your normal life. Maybe it's medicine you're taking.
Yeah.
Maybe it's some stress that you're under right now. It's also actually a good reason to do things like exercise, do yoga, meditate. All of these things can calm our minds down and our thoughts down. And you might find that not only if you exercise do you feel better, but you might also find you sleep better and you have nicer dreams too.
Yeah. No wonder I have nice, happy dreams with the Korean handsome oppa.
Excellent.
Okay, now I have a pop quiz question for you guys. 中文不是讲到这种很累的时候会有鬼压床。这个英文你们该不会说是什么 ghost or in or on bed? No! How do you say that in English? 这应该是泰国片如果是讲 ghost in bed 吧。
There's a ghost on my bed?
No, no, that's the Chinese saying.
Oh, I see, okay.Okay, don't tell me, I'm gonna guess.
How dreams and nightmares work.
A sleep cycle has four stages. Stages 1 to 2 are light sleep, and stage 3 is deep sleep. The last stage is rapid eye movement, REM sleep.People dream during this stage. They're more likely to remember a dream if they wake up during REM sleep.
All right, so let's learn more about what is going on in your brain when you are sleeping, because most of us are sleeping, so we don't really know. It says a sleep cycle has four stages.
Ooh.
That's right, four different stages or parts to a sleep cycle. So this is probably when you're sleeping at night.
Okay.
I guess if you're taking, you know, a 20-minute nap after lunch, it might be a little different.
Yes.
But this is probably over, you know, typical 6 or 7 hours of sleep at night. So there are four stages, apparently.
Stages 1 to 2
are light sleep. Basically, you're just a little bit asleep. This might be the kind of time that if someone taps you on the shoulder, or you hear some noise, or someone turns on a light, you might wake up quite quickly because you are just sleeping lightly, or you are in the light sleep stage.
And stage 3
is deep sleep. This is when you're sleeping like the dead or sleeping like a log or something where it would be very hard to wake you up. But I think this is often the most restful sleep.
Nice.
Right? Your brain gets the most rest and that kind of thing. So it's really important to get to that stage 3. If you don't ever had that night where you wake up and you're like, oh, I'm still tired. I slept for 5 hours, but I feel so tired. Maybe you didn't go into the deep sleep stage.
Yeah. 我们来看看刚刚提到的 cycle 这个名词，就是循环周期。所以一个睡眠的周期是有四个阶段哦。第一到第二阶段是浅眠，第三阶段是深眠。那如果我们要口语一点，想说啊，我睡得很浅，要怎么讲？或睡很深？你可以说 I'm a light sleeper，我很浅眠。Or I wake up easily at night，晚上很容易就是睡到一半就 就醒来。那睡得很深 ,I'm a deep sleeper,、mm-hmm. or I sleep like a rock or a log.
Okay.
就睡得超死我跟你讲。Or nothing wakes me up, 怎么吵都吵不醒、mm. That's my boyfriend for sure.
Okay, nothing wakes him up.、
Yeah.
Yes, I always say my wife could sleep through World War III. Nothing wakes her up either.、the last stage, it says the last stage of the four, so this is the last or fourth、uh-huh. stage, is rapid eye movement or REM sleep. Yeah, that's REM sleep, or that's short for rapid, meaning fast, eye movement. And actually, I guess if someone is in this, even if their eyes closed, you might see them kind of moving around as、mm-hmm. their eyes and their brain are actually really, really busy,、okay. even though their body is still and silent because they're still asleep.
Okay, so 这个阶段是快速动眼期 REM 睡眠、yeah. 来解释一下，在这个睡眠阶段你的眼球会在眼皮下快速转动，那大脑活动会很好活跃，就很像你清醒的时候那样哦。那大部分的梦其实就在这个时候发生，所以你身体其实是很放松，肌肉几乎不太会动。那基本上有趣的解释就是 REM 就是大脑在播放电影的时间那种感觉，在可能就在做梦啊、mm-hmm.
That's right. Now of course what we're talking about with dreams and nightmares, this fourth stage、mm-hmm. is very important. It says people dream during、yes. this stage, so that's part of the reason maybe your eyes are moving around、mm-hmm. I think also when they attach those things to people's brains、oh. they're really really busy, right? Your brain、mm. there's a lot of electricity and activity in your brain at that time because you're dreaming. They're more likely to remember a dream if they wake up during REM sleep.、
Oh.
So if you actually wake the person up in the middle of that REM stage, they might remember the dream much more easily. That's interesting.
所以人们会在这个阶段做梦，刚刚有提到，如果在 REM 睡眠时，哦，醒来，人们会比较容易记得梦的内容哦。我们来复习一下刚刚提到的单词 stage 是一个名词，就是阶段哦。The game has three stages and each one is harder. 这个游戏有三个阶段哦，而且越来越难哦。Or Jack successfully entered the final stage of the game after he won three rounds. 在赢得三回合之后，这个 Jack 成功进入比赛的最终阶段。OK, 那我们刚才提到这个片语 be likely to, 然后接一个原形动词很可能会如何如何，像是 Jack is likely to forget his homework, Jack 很有可能会忘记作业哦。Or Diana is likely to feel tired after work, 哦 Diana 她下班后很可能会很累。
Different things affect whether people remember their dreams. For example, people with strong imaginations often remember their dreams more. Also, age matters. Children and teenagers remember dreams better than adults do. After about the age of 21, people slowly get worse at this. To remember your dreams,Try writing them down as soon as you wake up. A regular sleep schedule helps too.
Okay, so we just learned about that fourth stage, the REM stage, where you have most of your dreams.、
Mm-hmm.
And that was really interesting. It said if we wake up during this、mm-hmm. REM stage, we're more likely to remember our dreams. But that doesn't, of course, mean that you will definitely remember、okay. your dreams. Everyone is different. Every dream is different. And every night's sleep that you have is different, too. So as the article says, different things affect whether people remember their dreams.I guess you、yeah. could be woken up in the REM stage and still not remember your dream at all.
Okay, so 不同的因素会影响人们是否会记得梦哦。
For example, People with strong imaginations often remember their dreams more.
Wow.
So if you're kind of a creative person who mm-hmm. often thinks of stories and new ideas, use your imagination. If you're an artist of some yes. kind, you might be more likely to remember your dreams. How
nice.
Interesting.
Okay. Imagination 是什么呢、嗯、就是想象力啊，它是一个名词哦。所以课文是说，例如想象力强的人通常比较容易记住梦。Okay, mm-hmm. and what else?
What else? Also, age matters. Mm-hmm. So how old or young you are. Children and teenagers remember dreams better than adults do. That's interesting. They often use their imaginations more than many adults do. It says, after about the age of 21, people slowly get worse at this.
Okay. But it's not a bad thing.
I guess that's not a bad thing. And it also explains why kids might wake up crying in the middle of the night. Because of that bad dream, that nightmare they had, where it would be weird if you were a 54-year-old lawyer and you're like, oh my God, I had a dream that a clown was chasing me. And you're like, you're the president of the country. Calm down.
Okay, 另外呢，年龄也很重要。诶，这个很酷诶，小孩和青少年比成年人更容易记得梦，因为他们可能比较多的 imagination 哦。Mm-hmm. Okay, 那大约21岁之后，人记梦的能力会慢慢变差哦。
Mm-hmm. Now, we learned that dreams and creativity or imagination are kind of linked, and it is actually true. A lot of writers and other people might take ideas or inspiration from their dreams,
songwriters
too. And painters and whatnot. Yeah. So maybe that's something you're interested in doing, or just, you know, you'd like to know what you dream about. So it says to remember your dreams, try writing them down as soon as you wake up. Yeah, some people will have a book and a pen, like they often call it a dream journal, sitting next to your bed. And as soon as you wake up and you remember those details, write them down before they disappear. And of course, you get up and start your day. That is, of course, if you want to try to remember them, write them down as soon as you wake up before you forget.
Yeah, okay. But I wouldn't want to write down like a really stupid, silly dream.
Why not?
Well, really? No, like a journal idea?
You don't have to show it to other
people. Okay, that's true. Yeah. 好吧。As soon as, 这个连接词就是一怎么样就怎么样。像是 I call my mom as soon as I get home.
Good.
报平安。我一到家就打给妈妈。我到家了。OK, 所以课文是说想记住你的梦，或许你可以在一醒来的时候就把它写下来。OK?、
Mm-hmm. Another good thing to do, a regular sleep schedule helps too. A lot of people these days talk about sleep health. Or sleep hygiene, right? So a regular sleep schedule, don't stay up extra late on the weekend, try not to sleep in, you know, and you know those usual things. Don't drink tea or coffee hours before you go to bed.
Yes.
Don't use your screens before you go to bed. Try to take a warm bath or shower, low light, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Get that good sleep in, and you will find that those nightmares that you might have had maybe are not such a problem.
Oh, great. Okay, so维持什么呢？规律的睡眠作息也很有帮助哦。这里提到的 sleep schedule 就是睡眠作息，这是一个名词。真的，刚刚 Mike 提出很多很棒的，因为如果你真的很累的话，你可能会发生什么鬼压床，就是无法动弹。And that's totally not ghost or on or in bed.
Okay.
So what are we talking about? 鬼压床，英文专有名词的说法是 sleep paralysis.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I've heard of that. That's
so
scary.
It's when your mind wakes up, but your body doesn't.
Like you're locked in your own mind.
Yeah, 所以你口语聊天当然就不用用到这么专有名词，你可以直接说 When I'm exhausted, I sometimes can't move when I wake up.
Really? That happens to you?
No, this is just an example sentence.
Oh, okay.
But I think it does happen if you're very, very tired.
I guess so, yeah. I've always read about that, but I don't think it's ever happened to me, and I feel lucky.
Good for you.
Yeah.
好，我们来复习一下刚刚提到的单词 your affect, 这是一个动词哦，就是影响。Staying up late can affect your mood the next day, 所以不要熬夜了，熬夜会影响你隔天的心情。Or Lisa's poor exam score didn't affect her. She went home directly to study more. 好赞哦。Lisa 她很糟糕的成绩，考试成绩没有影响到她，她直接回家继续念书。 那 adult 是什么呢？它是一个名词，就是成年人。Every adult has work and family to care about. 真的，那个成年人都会有工作，还有家庭，可能要关心，要照顾哦。Or Marlene liked drawing as a child and she became an artist as an adult. 哇 ,Marlene 很厉害耶，她在孩童的时期很喜欢画画，然后成年后呢，她就成为一名艺术家，超厉害的。Regular 我们有提到，就是一个形容词，就是固定的，有规律的。I get regular exercise to stay healthy. 这是真的，我固定运动来保持健康。Or the company holds regular meetings every month to discuss progress. 哦，那间公司每个月都会固定开会来讨论工作进度进展。
Review time.
All right, guys, there is a lot of good information for you about dreams, nightmares, and what is going on in that crazy brain of yours in the middle of the night. We have a wrap-up question for you before we say goodbye. What is the last dream that you remember clearly, and what happened in it?
Okay, clearly,、yes. maybe not so, but I vaguely、mm-hmm. sort of remember.
Vaguely sort of, okay.
After I watched a cooking contest show,、okay. 黑白大厨,I dreamed about myself entering the contest、yes. cooking.
You were cooking
in the contest. I didn't win, though.
Okay. Do you、yeah. remember what you cooked?
No. I, like I said, I don't remember the details, but、okay. I vaguely remember I was in a contest.
Interesting.
I don't know
if I won. Was it a Korean cooking
yeah,
contest?
Yeah, it was、oh. one of those.
So you might have been making bibimbap or bulgogi
something
or something like that.
Like
Very
that.
Interesting.
What about you? Did you remember any dreams that you dreamt?
I was traveling not long ago. I went home. So,、
and?
You know, your sleep is not good. I had a lot of dreams, but I don't really remember、
See?
Any.Of them.
Like clearly, it's
yeah,
hard,
no,
right?
I don't really remember them, and、mm-hmm. I just know that my sleep was bad for like three
Ooh,
weeks.
For you.
So, you know, that was something I was dealing with. So, I was just tired. But、
Maybe、
yeah, how about you guys?、
Cheese.
Maybe you can write down your dreams. I've also heard if you write down your dreams, you might be able to eventually control your dreams.
Oh my gosh, I'll wouldn't do that.
Wouldn't that be cool? So, if you're, you know, flying around, you can run away from that monster by flying、
right.
away from it or、
mm.
something like that. That'd be fun. Check that out、
okay.
and enjoy your dreams. And if you have those bad dreams or nightmares, don't worry about it. It's just your brain sorting stuff out and you can write it down and that might make you feel better.
Good.
We wish you all the best and the best sleep and the happiest dreams. Bye.
Bye. 还喜欢今天的内容吗？记得按赞、订阅、开启小铃铛，你就不会错过任何内容哦。拜拜。
想继续听更多杂志内容，立即下载空中美语 App。